You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Review Sonos Playbase by David Pierce. All right, before I get into this, I should admit something. My home audio setup is pathetic. I listen to shows and movies out of the speakers built into my TV. When I have friends over, a UE Megaboom Bluetooth speaker supplies the background music. Sometimes I catch myself listening to podcasts on my phone speakers. The best listening devices I own are headphones, which is why I often spend time on the couch alone watching TV with headphones plugged into my Roku remote. Now that's all changed since I received the Sonos Playbase, a sound base that acts like a home theater in a box. The Playbase, a cousin of Sonos's Playbar soundbar, is designed to sit snugly between your flat screen and your TV stand. It can support TVs up to 75 pounds, connects with an optical cable, and becomes the centerpiece of your living room. Upgrading from built-in speakers to the Playbase feels like when I traded my flip phone for a smartphone or first gazed upon a 4K TV. If you've been stuck in the sonic dark ages like I have and don't plan on dropping $700 on new speakers, I don't recommend testing these out. I almost wish I hadn't, because now that I know how good it can be, it's really hard to go back. The Playbase isn't for everyone, and it comes with some trade-offs, but it's a seriously impressive piece of kit. At this point in the review, it's probably so obvious it hardly needs to be said, but the Playhouse sounds fantastic. Sonos's True Play tuning process adapts the speaker to the particular layout of your room, and you can also manually tweak the output in the Sonos app. But even out of the box, it's a revelation. With floor-shaking bass, crisp mids, and a surprisingly wide soundstage, the Playbase is almost like having a surround sound setup with a single speaker. I've been hearing things in movies I've never even noticed before, like background sounds and effects that make everything bigger and richer. And it sounds good at any volume. I could throw a thumping dance party or watch TV while the rest of the house sleeps, all in perfect fidelity. As with any Sonos product, the Playbase is a breeze to set up. Plug it in, download the app, tap a few buttons, and you're good to go. If you already own Sonos products, it's even simpler. Since it's so small, it'll fit underneath almost any TV. I have one of those sets with feet on either side, and the Playbase slides perfectly in the middle. If you're going to have one killer speaker in your home, it makes sense to put it under your TV. And the Playbase works great even when your TV is off, since it's still part of the Sonos system. If you're already a Sonos user, this one's sort of a no-brainer. If not, it's a really good way to start. Priced at $700, there's a good chance the Playbase costs more than your television. You can get something almost as good from Vizio and others for a lot less money. Much of what you're paying for, of course, is the whole Sonos thing. The easy setup, the all-in-one app, the wireless audio throughout your home. If you have dreams of installing more Sonos stuff, that's worth paying for. But as a standalone speaker, it's a lot of cash for things you won't need. Since the Playbase is Sonos only, it can't work as a standard Bluetooth speaker and doesn't support Google Cast or AirPlay. You can only use it to play services that specifically support Sonos. There are plenty of compatible services, but I use Pocket Casts to listen to podcasts, and that doesn't support Sonos. So I'm still breaking out the Megaboom every morning. There are little things, too. You lose the visual volume indicator on your TV, so you have to adjust by feel. And after setting up my Playbase, the mute button on my TV no longer works. There's also this nagging suspicion that the Playbase is already obsolete. Sonos plans to support Alexa soon, allowing you to control your music with your voice, but the Playbase has no microphone. It doesn't use HDMI to connect to your TV, instead privileging the optical input, a port I haven't thought about in a decade. Like all Sonos products, the Playbase doesn't work on the newest Wi-Fi standards or use the newest surround sound tech. None of these things cause huge headaches now, but if I'm dropping 7 Benjamins on a speaker, I want it to last me a decade. I'm not sure the Playbase will. So if you're all in on that Sonos life, downsides and all, the Playbase is a great centerpiece for the whole system. I want one, but I think I really want the next one. My rating, 7 out of 10. It sounds great, it looks good, but it's hard to justify the cost or be comfortable with the investment.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.